everyone. Welcome to another episode of Block Talk. My name is Brenda Lee, and I'm a program manager on the blockchain engineering team here at Azure.
And I'm Ali Hajimirza. I'm a software engineer on the Azure blockchain team.
Today, we're going to be talking a bit about Workbench 1.7 and kind of the new stuff that we've been putting on there. And one of the great things that we've released, which you might have heard about recently, is actually the Azure Blockchain Service. And with Workbench 1.7, we've had a great integration story there. And all of you here will be telling us and showing us a bit more about how that integration works and how you can use that going forward. So handing it off to you.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you, Brenda. So I'm just going to start with the create experience and show you guys what has changed and what has not. And then we're going to dive into the Workbench itself and see what the Azure Blockchain Service adds on top of the old stuff that we had at Workbench.
So, Ali, what's changed with Workbench and Azure Blockchain Service deployment experience?
Right. So the deployment experience is pretty much the same as before. If you navigate to the Create Resource tab under the Blockchain Blade, we have the new Azure Blockchain Service on top. That is just the managed quorum offering that we have. But under it, we still have the Azure Blockchain Service. And the first panel, not much has changed. We just need to add a couple of parameters, add the passwords. And keep in mind, this password only used to be used for the database. Now it's used for database and blockchain. But that's probably not needed for our purpose. Give it a resource group. And in the second panel, of course, all of these options are completely optional, but the create new resource has been changed from the POA templates to the Azure Blockchain Service templates. And by default, we picked the basic SKU, but you can also change it to the standard SKU.
So this is great. What if I want to still connect to, you know, maybe another POA blockchain network, or if I already have deployed a blockchain service and I want to connect an existing blockchain network, how do I do that?
Right. So we have still kept the use existing option for you. So if you would like to still use Workbench with POA, you can just go ahead and deploy a standalone POA template and then grab the RPC endpoints for that POA, and you can just input it here with the correct ports.
Cool.
And as usual, we allow you to either add the Azure Active Directory application later or just create it right now. Just gonna add it later. And everything looks fine. In validation, we can go ahead and deploy. So now that our deployment is completed, you can access the Workbench UI the same way that you used to by navigating to the app service and clicking on the URL. So I've already set up this Workbench and we've been using it a bit, but nothing has changed from the UI standpoint of Workbench. You can add applications, you can add new contracts, and use Workbench the same way that you used to use it.
Great. So looks like Workbench still has pretty much the same experience, mm-hmm. which is great. I know lots of people love Workbench, but from that perspective, what are some of the benefits of actually using Azure Blockchain Service connected to Workbench then?
Sure. So a couple of really good benefits of using Azure Blockchain Service with Workbench is that we actually have seen a lot of Workbenches that were used for a long period of time.
Yeah.
The POA instance actually ran out of disk, and there were a lot of issues that it faced. But with a managed blockchain service, Azure takes care of scaling your nodes, making sure you have storage available, and keeping your nodes up to date and healthy. So that problem is fixed, but there are a lot of new features that have been added for Azure Blockchain Service. One cool thing is that you can actually see a dashboard of all your transactions, the blocks. As you can see, we mine 12 blocks a minute constantly. These are the transactions that we send. You can see if you have any pending transactions. So this you typically want it to be around zero because you don't want pending transactions. But as you can see, I just sent a transaction and this spiked. You can also see all the requests to the node from this dashboard. Now, one other cool thing about the Azure Blockchain Service is that you can actually manage your consortium. So because we just deployed this, this is a consortium with one member, which is me, and I'm an admin, but you can add other admins and other members to this blockchain consortium, and they will get all the data from this blockchain on their subscription.
Cool.
The other ask that a lot of people have been having for Workbench is to accessing the underlying RPC connection for the Workbench blockchain. And before, it used to be you had to go and open up some firewall rules, add some IP addresses, and then make some changes to load balancers. But now, if you just navigate to the transaction nodes on the Azure Blockchain Service, under any transaction node and connection strings, you can access your HTTP connections, and they are secured as well. So before, there was no security, there was no SSL or API key for the RPC endpoint, but now we have all of those with Azure Blockchain Service. So you have two HTTP keys, and then if you would like to use WebSocket, those are those two.
Nice. So if I actually have deployed an Azure Blockchain Service, and let's say I'm playing around with it, it's not super easy to use, I want to use Workbench on top of that, can I actually grab this key and put that into the bring your own blockchain?
Yes, exactly. So as we showed earlier, we used old Parity POA templates for, you know, bring your own instance, but you can absolutely use one of these HTTPS connection strings over there and everything will be fine.
Great, thank you everyone for joining us on and hearing about Workbench 1.7 and Azure Blockchain Service. Mm-hmm. Thanks Ollie for sharing.
Yeah, no problem.
Please tune in to our next episode of Block Talk or follow us at MSFT Blockchain on Twitter for all the latest updates. Thank you.
Thanks.